Left circle, Nugent Hopkins drags in front. Tapped home, Corey Perry. Power play goal. The Oilers regain the lead. 2-1.
That was the call on Edmonton Radio. Yesterday, we had on the Oilers color analysts, and we all feel like the end is near, except for maybe one man here on Sean and RJ. Joining us in studio, our Stars insider. He's repping all the gear, Jake Rietma on DFW Sports Station.
Good morning. I know what you guys are thinking. We're down. The morale is low, but you know what? This is when you need it more than ever, man. If you're going to quit now, then get out. Get out. I don't want it. No, I said it coming in, man. This is a tough spot to be, but again, morale is low. Only one team ever in the history of the conference finals have come back from down 3-1. It was the New Jersey Devils in 2000, and they did it with two road wins. So the Stars don't have as much of an uphill battle as that. So we got to remain positive.
The Stars are 0-16, down 3-1 in their playoff history.
Is that good?
That's not great.
Not great.
Better than
0-17. Why not us, though? Why not us?
Is Skinner the biggest surprise of the series for you?
In all seriousness, it feels like an anomaly. I mean, the way he has played the last couple of games, really the entire series, this is the crazy part. You take out the third period of game number one, where the Stars had the onslaught of all the goals. Take that out as an outlier. So we'll do a statistical deep dive of every other remaining period. This is crazy. He has saved 12.19 expected goals for Stars high danger chances. That's what the Stars were expected to score. He's only allowed three goals. So that's nine goals above what you're expected to score. So he's really been the difference maker.
I got to say real quick, for him to be able to mentally come back from that game one third period.
Oh, yeah.
And as a team, like that's a Arizona still hasn't recovered from the Rangers and Seager's home run. It's been 2 years they haven't recovered. Yeah.
And in a position like goaltending where that's a team comparison. This is one guy between the pipes, and it's not like the Stars, in certain periods, the Stars offense has gone away, but the opening period last night, game number two, period number two of game number three, the Stars are peppering the goalie and he's making the saves.
Yeah. I was wondering last night if he made like a bunch of phenomenal saves or just a bunch of normal stops.
Yeah, nothing bad. He didn't allow any soft goals.
Right. Yeah. He's been solid between the pipes. And Pete DeBoer talked a little bit about that post game that, where the offense is there. But in the first period, there were 15 missed shot attempts. So you're getting the shot attempts, but are you landing them? Or are you trying to press a little bit too much? And he was asked, are they trying to find the perfect shot? And it's such a dicey combination and dynamic of what exactly is that fine line?
You mentioned find the perfect shot. It did feel like at times they were like overpassing. They were trying too hard to make it too cute to get something. And it was like, just hand the puck to Mikko and let him go. Let him try to get something.
This is the number one thing we probably all got wrong heading into the series, that the Stars would have the better goaltender.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Now, there was this time last night, third period, Otter made a big save on a power play, and I let out a Lou Brown in the hospital. Big knock, baby, big knock. I'm like, thinking to myself. But that was a great save. But other than that, I mean, Skinner's been the better goalie.
Yeah, one more note on that. The scoring on high danger chances, the Stars scored on 14% in the regular season up until and the first two series. They've scored on less than 5% of their high danger chances. So to the point of quality chances, I mean, these are high danger chances, and he's making the saves.
Jake Rietma in studio talking Stars loss last night, down 3-1 in the series. And you got some leadership questions.
I'm ticked off, man. You watch your best player, your top centerman in game number two take a cheap shot. We can all agree that is a cheap shot. And I'm waiting game three. All right, what's the repercussion going to be? And maybe, okay, it's a new age of hockey. You don't have goons out there like you used to. So maybe it's not something as obvious, and maybe it's something a little bit more subtle. And I'm waiting in game number three. Nothing. Okay, so maybe it's going to be coming in game number four. What happens in game number four? They take another cheap shot at your guy, and you just let it happen. And Pete DeBoer talked about you can't, you don't want to take a penalty and put your team in a compromising, vulnerable situation. But what the heck was Bouchard doing? They didn't call that. Yeah. You allowed them to, bring the fight to you in their own building with their fans behind them, and you just stood there and took it. And I think that falls on the captain. Something's got to be done. Your best player's taking a slash to his injured foot, and you're just letting it happen.
Jamie Benn, supposed to be the enforcer.
I mean, he takes penalties. Yeah. he takes penalties, so what do you want him to do?
Yeah, I mean, last time he was supposed to play enforcer, he got suspended. Like, that's what happened when he had that happen in the conference finals against Vegas a couple years ago.
You know, him and Hyman have had a tiff, tiff?
Sure.
Either one.
Yeah, but that's a good point by Bobby, because it's not old school hockey anymore where you're just rocking, socking, and you can just go, take a guy out. But if they're allowing what went on yesterday with the Bouchard's clear and egregious hit on his injured lower body portion, something has to be done to retaliate.
I want everyone to try to remove the bias from it. Try to. And the whole captain thing. Put Jamie Benn into football terms for me. Or basketball or baseball.
Oh, Zeke. I don't actually know. That's the name I'm throwing out.
Oh, man.
Because I don't notice Jamie Benn do anything else out there except get into it with other people or maybe take a penalty. Like, I'm waiting to see. Or are those days gone?
It's Dylan Brooks.
No.
Not that big of an agitator, is he? Well,
no, he's
is
not.
Is Dylan Brooks like a better player at what he does right now than Jamie Benn?
Jamie's still...
I was going to go Marcus Smart, because Marcus Smart had some contributions and you could feel it a little bit, but he was still supposed to be that guy that would get into the opposition's head.
The metrics like Jamie Benn. Some of those advanced Mets.
Doesn't like Jamie Benn? The Pond Hockey group chat. I hear it all the time from the boys. Oh, Jamie Benn. The Pond Hockey group chat back home did not like Jamie Benn.
Pond Hockey group chat. Does it feel like this thing is over?
You want me to talk with my heart or my head? My heart says no, because I love this team. And you know what? It's playoff hockey.
Hedy Rietma.
The Oilers play such a... And Ray Ferraro said this on the telecast last night. They put on a clinic the last two games of playing with the lead. And considering the Stars are 0-8 for first period goals in the opening period, or getting outscored in the opening period, I don't see them playing with the lead. And that way, when Edmonton has the lead, you're already playing that uphill battle, and Edmonton just puts on a clinic when they get a lead. And again, make no mistake about it, Edmonton dominated that third period, and they were generating the chances offensively despite playing with the lead. So the way Edmonton plays with the lead, if they don't get the first goal in game number 5 Thursday night, it's a wrap.
Stars should have scored at least 2 in the first. The way they dominated the first period, the way they played, they were the better skating team. They were the more aggressive team. They were hitting.
Last night was the best game of the series. I was thoroughly entertained.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And both my brothers texted me, back, unbiased, whatever. They're watching the Stars because I'm so into it. Like, this is great hockey. Back and forth. And the Stars generated the chances.
Mm-hmm. But they're not. How much do you attribute it to being unlucky or just not good enough? Because we're talking about all the chances and should have scored 2, but I still don't feel like they've been unlucky.
I feel like there is some unlucky part to it. And I think, and obviously he's the head coach, so he's not going to, be too emotional one way or the other. But the post-game presser, both after game 3 and game 4, there's a little bit from Pete DeBoer of, what else can I do, And what else can these guys do as far as generating high-danger chances? You just got to get the biscuit in the net.
Jake Rietma in studio. He will be at game 5 tomorrow night. Bobby is probably going to be there as well.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm going to the game. It's not official yet, but I believe I will have a ticket secured.
All
and
right.
I know that Jake will be there hyping up Mac Engel in the press box. He'll be walking around outside the AAC screaming pre-game at old ladies, just like he did on Friday night when we tried to get him to get a Let's Go Stars chant going.
He has no shame.
Hey, this is some soft ass.
Dallas Stars.
No one participating except that one old woman.
One, yeah. And then there was another old woman who like looked like she was clutching her purse and about to scream for DPD. But this is very reminiscent.
Videos on the fan cam. Good this job,
Abe. Covered her salad up so that Jake doesn't spit.
This is very reminiscent of a Stars chant we got 2 years ago when we were walking around the mezzanine, Peyton and I, before Game 7 against the Kraken, and we tried to get Peyton to get a Let's Go Stars chant going.
What do you think, Peyton? You can do it?
I think we can do it. Stars Nation is out here tonight. We got the rally towel going. We're ready to go.
Go. Do it. Come on, Wuss.
Well, let's get a Let's Go Stars going. Come on. Game 7, baby.
So far, we're 0-4.
Hey, we got one. Let's go Stars, baby.
We got people getting food. It's okay. It's early. No, we're nervous. We're nervous.
All right, we got nothing on that one. We'll try again.
One of our listeners, Katie Sims, who lives in New York, she had commented on the video when I said who did it better, and she commented, she said, I don't know anybody who watches the Stars or whatever. She's like, I live in New York, and yet for the last 2 years, I will randomly just yell, Let's go Stars, baby. And nobody knows what I'm talking about.
You're so good.
Well, yesterday I didn't get into my own best and worst of the weekend, but my best, Reema, was your pregame spread. People are blaming us, of course, for the Stars jinx, but going up to the rooftop of the Reema apartment complex, and he has this Tito's cooler, and this man has packed as if we were castaway. He has Moscow Mule cups chilling. He's got a handle of Tito's. He's got a charcuterie board. Well, he's got all the chips. He's got salsa. He's got silverware. He's got ranch waters. He's got beer. He's got it all. It was phenomenal. So fantastic.
I understood the assignment. Yeah. I felt like it was my Super Bowl, and I knew it was going to be discussed for one way or the other. I wanted it to be discussed in a positive way.
Did you set up the charcuterie board yourself?
I had some help from the fiance who was in town. I had two assignments on the charcuterie board, failed them both. I was supposed to add crackers later on because you don't want the crackers to get soggy. And I was too excited that the boys were here, and I just raced downstairs with the cooler ready to go. Forgot to add the crackers.
He foiled everything. I mean, it was wonderful. Balanced everything.
I will say certain parts of that, the pregame, I can handle. I can handle chilling the mule cups, for example. I think that's an important addition. You know, you want to go, you do a little extra, hard work. You know, it'll be worth it in the end. So, but I did fail on the charcuterie board, forgot to add the cracker. So it was very meat and veggie heavy, but we tried to entice everyone with some healthy options. We had some hummus, we had the chips peppers. And salsa going, some peppers. Yeah. But I wanted to show up for the boys.
Salsa was good. I don't remember it didn't have like a kick to it or whatever, but the salsa was good. I don't know. The thing that I still can't get out of my brain there and was disturbed Peyton in my prep was just, I still don't know what the girl sitting next to us offering us a speaker to listen to music randomly, just nicely out of the generousness of her heart was about.
Yeah, she was way too nice, right?
She was like this girl. She was not like, she wasn't even 21, so she wasn't even angling for a drink or anything. She just was like, she saw us hanging out. She's like, I've got a speaker downstairs. Do you want me to bring it up here so you can listen to music? And stop, they were like, yes. So, and then they would down. No, this is absolutely. Nice, you are misrepresenting.
Nice.
See, okay, here it is. All right. I told you, I'm going to point it out every time. This is Ava right here. You said cynicism. You would have come around.
That has
with me.
Nothing to
no,
do
with it. You would have been cynical just like me in the past.
Wow.
You're softening it up.
Girl dad,
it's choppy in Europe. It's you with Ava. Y'all are softening it up. I'm losing the cynics in the building.
I offered the underage girl the drink.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was underage. I said, would you like a drink? I said, no, you're not even 21. She goes, no, I'm not. So she just did it out of the kindness of her heart.
Man.
And so, yeah, you failed that part too with no speaker. Jake Reema out there for Game 5 tomorrow night. Say what's up to him. Did you meet one of the Tolos yesterday?
I did, yeah. Shout out to my guy, Kid Muse, and his son, Dylan. We had a great time until the game started.
And Kid Muse just every day peppers me with, come on, Reema, entire expressway, entire hour takeover.
That's my guy.
You got him on Monday with the fill-in for Chris Arnold. And you got him for some of KNC as well, thanks to Blake. thank you, Jake. Appreciate it. Jake Reema in studio. Follow him on all the socials here on DFW Sports Station. Why is one Dallas Cowboy saying it's fun again? We go commercial free with a little baby ticket giveaway, and we'll chop it up after this.